USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
When it comes to reactions from both parties to President Trump's summit with the Russian President Vladimir Putin, the reactions run from concern to downright condemnation. The top Senate Democrat Chuck Schumer says,
"Now, in the entire history of our country, Americans have never seen a president of the United States support an adversary the way President Trump has supported President Putin."
And after Trump expresses confidence in Putin's claim that Russia did not meddle in the 2016 election, Republican Senator John Barrasso says he hopes the president said something else in their private meeting.
"I don't know what the president said to him privately, but I hope he has said, look, we know you did this in 2016. Better make sure you don't do it in 2018, because if you do, this is the punishing response. It's going to happen."
He spoke on Fox News, and this is USA Radio News.
Hey guys, your prostate should be the last thing on your mind, but the fact is, the older you get, the more likely you'll have prostate problems, which can affect your everyday life. That's where Prostate Complete by Real Health comes in. Prostate Complete is the result of 20 years of experience as a leader in men's health. The powerful formula in Prostate Complete supports natural prostate function and reduced urinary urges for a better quality of life. Available at Walmart. Visit prostateoneperday.com for special offers. These statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
I'm Captain Obvious, and Hotels.com rewards me basically everywhere I stay. So why am I currently skipping stones with four locals and one grizzly bear outside this Riverside Lodge in Portland? Because Hotels.com lets me do me. And because, honestly, the bear just kind of joined in, and now we're afraid that if we stop, he'll get angry. He can smell our fear. Hotels.com. You do you, and get rewarded.
Six Republican campaign volunteers claim their Uber driver kicked them out of the vehicle because he didn't like their politics. The volunteers telling the Daily Caller it happened over last weekend in Raleigh, North Carolina, after they were discussing their beliefs in the car. Uber says it's investigating the situation. The latest concerning claims that White House advisor and the president's son-in-law Jared Kushner's family business has pushed out rent-stabilized tenants. Here's USA Radio's Rick Vinson.
New York Governor Andrew Cuomo is launching an investigation to determine if White House senior advisor Jared Kushner's family real estate company harassed tenants at a Brooklyn waterfront property so that they would leave their rent-stabilized apartments. Housing Rights Initiative Director Aaron Carr.
Kushner Company created a living situation that was so intolerable and so unlivable that a myriad of tenants simply gave up their rights and their apartments were subsequently converted into luxury condominiums.
This is USA Radio News.
Wyatt Cox Classic Radio Theater. I've been using a MyPillow now for almost a year, and I've had the best sleep of my life, and you can too. What are you waiting for? This special, it's the best you'll ever have. Buy one, get one free. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the Buy One, Get One Free special, use promo code USA. You'll get one free pillow when you buy one at regular price, or call 1-800-951-8175. Be sure you use promo code USA, or go to MyPillow.com, promo code USA. Do it now.
Former President Barack Obama is going to be in South Africa today. It's to help mark the 100th birthday of civil rights leader Nelson Mandela, who died in 2013. Obama is expected to deliver a speech promoting democracy and civil rights around the world. It will be one of his most high-profile speeches since leaving the White House. Electric car maker Tesla really feeling the effects of its CEO Elon Musk's weekend tweeting. The company losing 4% of its stock value yesterday. It shaved off about $2 billion in value. The drop coming after Musk called a British cave diver who helped rescue a Thai youth soccer team trapped in a cave a pedo. Musk was apparently upset that the diver had called his attempt to donate a mini-sub to rescue the kids a publicity stunt. Musk also rejected other reports circulating that he was a big donor to a group dedicated to keeping the GOP in control of the U.S. Congress. Musk says he gives to both Republicans and Democrats, and mostly to humanitarian causes. And memorabilia from the New Jersey-based TV show The Sopranos is up for auction this month. Steiner Auctions says it's selling items on consignment from the collections of several big fans. And for USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.